broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nortman.
It is a great day to be alive on this Tuesday. Kyle Bruston-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside me is Kyle Wallace, who, as Alex Strofe says, doesn't know what he wants from his sports team. Say something, Kyle.
Yeah, that's malarkey. That's not how we're doing the introduction. I ought to make us start over. It's not true.
There's some truth to it. Brad Nortman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl 50 runner-up. Good day.
Good day. I know we have a lot to get to, particularly in this first segment. I just remembered my dream from last night,
Whoa, it was another work dream. Do you know it well enough? Because if you do, you got to go.
I mean, I could go now. I could save it.
No, do it now.
Yeah, I'll keep it short.
We'll do it live.
We were doing a remote.
Okay, so 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. List is more for you to chime in, because I see Brad's cackle, and I don't know where this is going to go.
Well,
see us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. You also should download, stream, listen back on the all-new, easy-to-use Wisconsin, ESPN Wisconsin app. So it's Kyle Bruston-Nortman and Brad Nortman just right now remembered his dream about the show. This is a bi-monthly thing.
This is. It happens all the time. And I had some weird dreams last night in general. Real quick sidetrack. For instance, I had a dream that the boys we were fostering, they were like in bed with us, and I was afraid one of them was going to fall. So I grab out really quickly. I grab only Lexi. And I was like, Alexia, are the boys okay? And she's like, yeah, they're fine. They're sleeping. So weird night, but specifically.
Was that a dream or did that actually happen?
I grabbed her, but thinking it was a dream, like as if she's going to fall off the bed.
Oh, geez.
But I thought.
Grabbed her in real life?
Yeah, I grabbed her in real life.
Oh,
she's
wow.
Like, Brad, what's up? And I was just like. Anyway, so it was a weird night, but I'm remembering my dream now. We had a remote that was like in the forest.
Oh, wow.
We were doing a remote broadcast in the forest.
In the forest, right. We were like very, like, maybe it was because I was just up north. Tall trees, wilderness. We're all wearing camo.
Willow trees.
It was black. Yeah, maybe even a willow tree in there. And it was a short but sweet dream because you guys all did this thing where you guys know we can like bully up one another and kind of force one. You guys made me produce for a segment. You made me get back on the board and produce for a segment. I didn't want to do it, but you guys forced me into doing it.
We should force you into doing it.
Strofe, just open up the door.
We should force you into doing it.
Don't you do it. I can't do it.
You're intelligent.
I'll tell you what's going to happen is what happened in the dream.
What happened in the dream?
I started flipping levers and buttons, and I think
levers,
I was moving
from levers.
Levers and buttons.
Levers.
And scales.
Are there any levers back there?
And I got so frustrated. I said an explicitive, and I couldn't find the dump button.
Oh,
and I was panicking.
You swore?
I swore. In my dream.
I know you haven't spent a lot of time back here, but to the right of the board, there is a big orange button that says the word dump on it.
Okay.
That's the dump.
A lot better
dump.
Location
in,
than
in
what
my
it used
dream,
to be.
I was panicking, and I was like, Madison, help, dump!
Dude, so, you know,
it was crazy.
You know,
it was so
stressful.
You know
how I read this? Is, like, A, Brad has to go back there. We need full-time Will to come down here for, like, 10 minutes, so you can leave the room and
it's
come
very
in Brad's
fun
chair.
Actually doing both.
Well, but you know what? Remember how I said I had a recurring dream where I would forget my shoes or forget my helmet and it's fourth down and they're calling punt, punt, punt and I'm not ready to go.
Thank goodness, like, that never came to life.
I haven't had one of those dreams in a while. Now I'm having radio dreams. You guys have replaced the NFL scenario
in my
anxiety.
You have some deep down anxiety comes out.
Are you that scared of that room?
A little bit. I mean, it's on the other side of glass. There's so many lights and buttons.
You
and
literally
switches.
Just need to know three buttons.
It's not that easy.
No,
to the novice, it's not that easy.
No, I mean you can obviously what he can do is he can get you some music, just put it into the stack, and all you gotta do is pot it down.
I mean, I woke up in
what
a sweat.
What does pot it down mean?
Pot it down.
He doesn't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Turn
I don't
it
know
down.
The
you
lingo.
Can, you can take the lever that you think. Okay,
between
go ahead.
Between this mic that I'm speaking on, through the board to the airwaves that is the greater Wisconsin area, is a mystery to me. I don't get it. I don't understand it.
You just show up and do your job.
And the technician and the bigger
brain. Who's the technician?
He's a producer.
You're the technician. You guys made me do it. I ruined it. I said a swear. I couldn't hit the dump button. I woke up.
This
in a
sounds
sweat.
Awesome.
It was horrible.
It sounds
Zoom
like we
on the air.
It sounds like we got to try.
We've got reinforcements on the way. Brad, are you ready to produce?
No. Only this, for is a how, couple... this is how it happened in the dream.
No.
I was like, no.
You
got to
face your fears.
Yeah, face your fears, Brad. You're bringing a child into this world that you can't walk around not facing fears and then telling them to face
if
their
Brad
fears.
If Brad does this, and Kyle's going to go down a roller coaster.
Okay.
No,
that's fair.
That's a fair trade-off.
A new roller coaster out there on the East Coast just got it just had malfunctioned.
Now, how badly could this go?
It won't go bad at all. It won't go. You have Will right there.
But
Brad,
you're
going
to command me to do something.
There's something that says stack, and all you have to do.
You already lost them. Listen,
there's a button that says stack, and all you have to do when you go to break. Well, I guess it's a little bit more than that because he has the hotkey. They'll have to get you set up. All you got to do is press one button.
I'm only doing this for the rest of the segment. My hands are already sweaty.
Go. Will will take care of you. Will will take care of you.
800-990-3776. Please call producer Brad Nortman so
he
can pick up the telephone.
Gotta call 800-990-3776.
Hey, Brad, when you answer the phone, make sure you say, KBN, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Oh, my
He is
gosh.
So nervous. Y'all got the camera on him?
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my God. He just put two hands to his head. Like, this is like.
Hey, Brad, it you feel good?
Hey, Brad.
You press that button there to talk.
Full-time Will. This is so weird seeing you guys.
It is weird, his voice back.
Part-time, full-time Will already said, like, don't hit this button because it's going to go to break. I forgot what button it is now.
Brad, to your right, you see a screen of about 80 buttons. Do you see those? Those are my hotkeys.
Yeah.
They're touchscreen. You can touch any of them.
Brad, the phone lines.
Hey.
Hey. Brad, the phone. You got to answer the phone.
Brad, answer the phone.
I don't know how to answer the phone.
KBN, what is your name? What are you calling from?
You got to click a button.
KBN, what's your name? What are you calling for?
There it is. Exhilarating. Exhilarating.
Did he turn his mic off? He turned his mic off. Good job. You're going to have to help him get it in so I can see what they're calling about. You just missed line two and line three.
Brad, you can't just have conversations with these people. You get the name, the number, you got to move on.
Say, I got more calls. Let me put you on hold. I'll get back
to
you.
Now he knows what I deal with on a daily basis.
You're not making friends.
Beat Milwaukee.
He just hung up on him.
Yeah, he said, I just wanted to call and say you're doing great.
You didn't even do it yet.
Do what?
The job.
What do you mean I didn't do the job?
You're supposed to put him on hold and bring him on air so the audience. Now that was a private conversation.
How can you read all these hotkeys?
It's a mess.
Just click them.
This is crazy.
Just click them. That's how you figure out what they are.
Caleb Williams sucks.
That's true. That's true. Very true.
Banger.
I mean, there are so many good ones. What a. I feel so in control back here. Well, I really do.
Bad news is you are.
Yeah.
Well, get the phones, Brad.
Oh, okay. Phone.
Like this.
Here's the worst thing that happened about Brad Nortman producing Kyle Bruston Nortman and is Kyle, you know what's gonna happen? He's gonna have so much like softness in his heart for producers.
I lost a guy. I think I picked up the phone and said, this is Brad. What's your name? What are you calling for?
Brad, this is great on the Carbless Talking text line. Heart rate check.
Oh, heart rate check. That's a good call.
Heart rate check.
Heart rate. Dude, my
Slow
heart
down.
Is literally beating. My resting heart rate is usually low 50s. 78.
Oh, wow.
78. That's similar to what I was on sugar, if you remember that.
Wow, just by.
That was
This is
crazy.
A sugar rush. We got Brad needs more.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Nice job!
He gets it.
Oh my God, my heart is beating. There is so much happening.
I'm so nervous.
Brad, do you want to do this now every day?
No!
Can you play the clip, the audio clip that I had for segment one for Alex Strofe?
Oh, wow.
Okay.
News boss.
We are
good luck.
Going. There's so many
Wrong mouse. No, wrong mouse.
News boss, we're going to have problems.
Why do you have two mouses?
I have four mouses.
Yeah, there's so many.
Why would you do that?
I didn't do it.
It is a choice that was given to us.
Audio clip. We need an audio clip, and we're going to play it. We're going to play it right now. Oh, it's making me log into something.
Yep, good luck. Good luck.
Full-time Will is earning his paycheck.
Brad's mind is blown.
So there are moments where Alex Strofe is sitting back here, leaning back.
And you're thinking,
I don't know
what is he doing?
I don't know how you could be comfortable in all this. This is just like, it's so much. Okay, we're going to play something here.
What do you think?
You
got to
turn it off on the board, too. Yeah.
Wait, let me do it, Will. Let me do it. So
this is how you play stuff on PC.
I gotta turn on the cue.
Turn. Look at me here.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm gonna turn it on. It's up.
There it is.
Up, and we're gonna click play. I don't know what's coming through. Is this right?
This is my song from yesterday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, things just got worse.
Dolly Parton.
tumble out of bed and I stumble into Lambo. Policies in and I say hello.
Cue it down.
And that's where we go.
That's diabolical.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting a feel for this.
All right, producer Brad.
I don't even need to stand up anymore. I got this.
Oh,
I'm sitting down.
Oh, well, Brad,
how do I put the camera on me?
It's already on you.
Oh, hey, where is it at?
Right here.
Oh, hey, what's up, KBN Nation? Man, my heart.
Answer the phone.
Like
your job is not done. People are calling.
Okay, here we go.
He turned his mic off. That's good.
I'm so uncomfortable.
Why?
How do you think you would do back there?
It's Chef Ed.
Hey.
All right, now press hold. Hold.
He's talking. No, Brad likes to talk.
And so does Chef Ed.
Chef Ed's going to talk his ear off. Definitely. Chef Ed doesn't.
I'm going to patch you through, Chef. Chef Ed's on. I'm going to patch you through.
Do you know how to hold him?
Put it on hold.
At the bottom.
Bottom.
Bottom left.
All right, now on the board, it'll say one. You see
the phone?
On the board.
On the board. Now it says one. Do you see the bright
one.
Number one?
Hit it.
There's
just
a lot of ones.
Well, press one of the ones.
All right. Now you turn the slider up underneath it.
The slider feels so powerful. Chef Ed, can you hear me?
Wait, you got to turn
them
on.
You got to turn them on.
Yeah. Chef Ed, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah.
What's up, Chef Ed?
Be rad.
Okay, we had a request from Chef Ed. Here's what he requested. Are you ready?
Be more like Brad.
Hey! Oh, look at Brad go!
Chef Ed, how am I doing so far, buddy?
You're doing good. I was going to call in later because I wrote a Packer parody song. I think it's better than Strove.
Oh!
That we'll play for you guys later.
Yeah, I want to hear.
Whoa.
You got to
email it to us.
I got to email it?
We're going to play it for your phone, but, Chef Ed?
No, I think he's going to give us a live performance.
Oh, wait, you're going to
sing? Live.
Oh wow. It's gonna be clean, right, Chef Ed? You ain't got none of that nasty stuff in there.
It's probably a song you guys have never heard. It's a classic folk and rock song from the Animals called House of the Rising Sun. Have you guys ever heard that song?
Oh,
I know that song.
House
That's
of
good
the
stuff.
Rising Sun.
That's not how it goes.
That's not how it goes, Kyle.
Thank you, Chef Ed.
All right, Brad, now click hold.
Okay.
Click hold on the board.
Now we're just drop. Thanks, Chef Ed. We're
or drop.
Hit hold.
Hit drop. Just drop.
This old. Drop.
There it is. He's
gone. Now you hung up on him.
I hit the right drop. Okay.
Now, how does he get how does he get us to break with the line?
I set it up for him.
Is it in the stack?
It's in the stack.
Oh, okay.
800-990-3776.
Look at the label.
The Carbless Talk and Text line is chiming in saying, next week we need to have Brad produce after having lots of sugar.
Oh, that we don't
sugar
want
sugar mixed with producing.
Good job, Brad.
Hit the KBN Sports Desk.
The KBN Sports Desk.
It's at the top. I think it says like ATH Sounder, I think it's called.
Oh, gosh. There's
top
so
right
many.
Corner.
Why don't you just say Sports Desk?
This one?
That's not what I titled it. Because when we initially used that, Jen was on Around the Horn.
Around the Horn.
ATH Sounder, yeah.
Wow. All right, Brad, it's time to go to break.
Okay, we're going to go to break, and by doing that, we're going to hit...
Just click the button that's a stack.
Stack.
On the board.
There's so many
click
buttons
on
here, though.
Click. Don't tell him.
Just read.
Okay. Well, don't tell him. Okay. Don't tell him.
Okay. Play the music.
You're looking
stack.
Doom,
doom, doom,
stack.
Doom.
All right. There is a slider that is currently on. It is called KTI Stack.
KTI Stack.
Yeah, mate. You hit
it's
them all.
One of the buttons that's on.
And it's
middle of the board.
Is it labeled?
Yeah,
if you move
gotta,
the slider.
Gotta
oh, yeah. I got
just,
it.
And
click
it
on.
Press, yeah,
click
press
on.
You're listening to Kyle Preston Nortman, KBN.
Let them know the dreadheaded brother loves the Green Bay Packers. When you see me, Goody, let me in the box.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Up on the weekend. Turn up on the weekend.
Yeah, this is awful.
Yeah.
Who's this?
This is
you don't
Branches
remember, huh?
And Big Sweat. This is the Turn Up for the Weekend song.
The one that everyone hated?
Yeah. Except for me.
I can see why they hated it. Strofe's running the show, doing a bad job because we're not on YouTube right now. He didn't switch us back on.
And now he's just
talking. And he's just talking
phone.
To Chef Ed.
Hey, go easy on him. It's a hard
Strofe!
Job.
That's Turn a, the YouTube on.
That's a hard job.
This is exactly what I said. Now that you've been back in the producer's booth, you're going to be so nice to producers.
Yeah, I am. I'll never look at producers the same. Not that I, didn't respect them already, but boy, oh boy.
I love producers.
There was so many lights. I've never seen so many lights in all of my days. There's lights and buttons.
You ever been
switches
to an EDM concert?
Hey. I mean, that is like, it's an airplane cockpit right there. So it is.
Bradley, stop tripping.
Yeah, there's more buttons in an airplane cockpit.
Most likely. More important.
I actually don't think there is. We looked into this one time.
We did.
Yeah, it was comparable.
It was actually like very close. Yes. Yeah,
but one actually is more important.
Kyle, Bruston, Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin.
I control human lives, Kyle.
Brad decided to have a dream last night about producing Kyle, Bruston, Ortman. We were also doing a remote broadcast in a forest, and he also thought his foster children were falling off the bed.
Yes.
But we're here now. Altogether, Strofe's in his spot. UKBN Nation 800-990-3776 on the Carbless Talk and Text line. And if you missed it yesterday, a lot happened because there is a odds maker out there at Potawatomi Sportsbook that has Alex Strofe eloping in Las Vegas this weekend at 4-1. Those are the updated odds. A 25% chance that Alex Strofe and his girlfriend, after a year and a half of dating, tie the knot. My question to you is, after we spent a good amount of time on this, Strofe, I need to know where you're at. If my odds are changing, if the sports books are changing their odds, have things moved closer to eloping or further away from eloping?
I think that'd be insider trading, wouldn't it? If I told you what's going to happen.
Malik Beasley's going down.
This is like the coach's press conference, you know, before the game. You got to put out your injury report. You got to do some things that, you know, give a nod to the competitiveness of the
league. Because right now,
sure, I'm happy to say we're still in love and nobody's injured. So we're both going to Las Vegas.
I can say right now that Alex Strofe definitely didn't pack.
That's stressful.
And that everyone who's been hearing about this potential elope has says there's no way they're actually going to do it. That has been quoted.
Who says that?
I'm kind of
cite your sources. I thought I was the coach here. Is that your opinion?
I'm the media. I don't have to give up my sources.
That's wild.
I'm the one asking the questions here.
That is wild. They basically don't believe in you and your girlfriend's love.
Yeah, I think you're all talk.
I guarantee I haven't talked to your sources.
Oh, wow. So are you saying that there's a chance? I've always said
there's a chance.
Did you talk about this last night?
You're actually Aaron Rodgers right now.
I just don't think you're going to do it.
I've said every time you've asked me there's more than a 0% chance.
But why would you do it, though?
Why would I do it? Because I love her very much, and I want to spend the rest of my life with her.
And so you don't want to wait any longer?
I have no issue admitting that.
But you're not going to go against your mom.
Then say you're going to do it. Why are you messing with our hearts?
I'm not necessarily messing with your hearts. It's more so, what do we picture our lives together looking like? Because it is between us. Do we just want to get it over with and maybe have a celebration at a later date? Or would we want to go the formal route of being engaged, celebrating the engagement, eventually doing the marriage and reception on one suite? We'll have an answer by this weekend. But,
oh, wow. But the thing is that I feel like you're going to try to wait until the moment strikes. You're going in without a plan, which makes me think, like, you won't do it.
Why would I tell the media my game plan?
Oh.
What do you mean?
This isn't a game.
I'm so confused.
Yeah, this isn't a game. I don't know why you took this to like a head coach thing.
You guys compared me to a head coach. You said this was a press conference.
Well, it's no longer a press conference.
It's my relationship. I get to do whatever I want with them.
We're watching practice as a media, and there's something special going on in the field. No doubt about it. But I feel like you got to build to be a championship level team. You're not just going to go out there after, you know, training camp and say, let's play the Super Bowl. You want to let the season go out. I just don't think you're... I think you guys are ready.
Oh, wow.
But I think there's a level of boldness in that decision to just say, hey, you know what? Today's the day.
What if I told you we called our parents last night?
Oh, wow.
Is that true?
You tell us.
Or is this Matt LaFleur being coy at the podium?
Yeah. He's injured. He's injured.
Strofe, do you feel confident?
He's limited.
You feel confident enough in your love that you're ready to get married?
I could have gotten married on day one.
Oh, wow.
Why are you taking it too far?
Hold on.
You're crazy.
On our first date, we discussed going to the courthouse. We went on our first date on a Sunday. We discussed going to the courthouse the very next day.
No, you did not.
I swear on my life.
That must have been tongue-in-cheek.
So it probably wasn't the time, but it's not anymore.
The odds now are more interesting to me is how long will this marriage last? I'm just
wow.
I'm just kidding. Wow. Anybody who says they're going to the courthouse after day one.
A little loco.
Crazy
loco.
Love, though.
Crazy in love. Hey, ding, ding, ding. On the YouTube, at ESPN, on the YouTube. God, Ben. Jordan Love is not that guy. Hashtag free Malak. Malik.
Wow, they really
okay, just like that.
Wait, where did that come from?
Out of nowhere. Out of nowhere. I cannot believe that there are still people who feel that way.
I mean, Malik Willis was fine when he was a starter, but he wasn't. He didn't have the potential and the ceiling. Malik Willis ain't winning you a championship. This team isn't good.
Ben, I don't know if you noticed. Who left that comment? Full name, please.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah, I'm sure that's not satirical.
Wait a minute. The real D, Chuck Norris?
You never know. Could be. He's got his picture.
Is that really Walker, Texas Ranger himself?
I mean, Baron Sorrell's father.
Yeah, he's on there quite a bit.
He's in there, unless he's not real, too.
KBN Nation's made up of celebrities.
Damn, so Chuck Norris, married? Oh.
Like you owe it to the fans to, like, give them an actual insight, not this coy game.
Are you changing your packing strategy?
I wasn't going to bring a blazer. I probably will now.
You should. You should, just in case.
We're going to a couple dinners and events, so like I could probably utilize it anyway.
What day? What are you doing Friday and Saturday night? What's on the
Well, docket? Friday we're not going to be in Vegas Friday. We're going somewhere before Vegas, so we're only in Vegas Saturday, Sunday.
A pre-honeymoon.
Yeah,
honeymoon. Engaged. So unconventional. Wow.
Yeah, this is that brings more information because now Saturday you might be so exhausted from all the traveling you may not want to get married.
No, Saturday would be great. It's a the place where I will be. It's a very quick flight to Vegas. So here's I will not be exhausted from traveling.
I gotta say how I feel right now.
Say it. Say
how you feel.
Like
say
the odds are 8-1.
Got worse.
I feel you trying to play this fun little game, and marriage is real, and you're treating this.
How would you know? You're not married.
He got you with that one.
Did you sit with Deacon Brian for an hour this morning, and go through a natural planning or whatever it is?
Excuse me?
Yeah,
How's Deacon Brian doing?
He's doing great.
Is Deacon Brian married?
He is.
Did Deacon Brian have
a couple? Wait a minute. Deacons get married, but priests can't?
No.
I would never be a priest. Never. I'd demote me to deacon. As soon as they told me what it meant to be a priest, demote me. I'll be second in command.
Oh, my goodness.
It would be a crazy underdog story if Strofe got married before both of you guys. Kyle and Ben.
It would be.
That would be an absolute underdog story. They'd write like a documentary, like a 30 for 30 on it someday.
Yeah, I don't believe Strofe. And I'm sorry, Chris. I thought Strofe was actually going to give us a little bit more here. I thought he was going to be real. Kershaw versus Miz tonight, and Strofe's marriage is above that. I mean, technically, yes, it is, but now it's not because it doesn't feel real to me. It feels like a game, and I don't play games with marriage. You know,
yeah,
Brad
you shouldn't joke about that.
I know. Kyle doesn't. So now he's spitting in the faces of all the people actually married.
All that time
and I
and
am
energy.
Going tonight to be in attendance for Kershaw versus Miz.
No, all that. Oh, look at you.
Yeah,
all right,
big
now
time.
I like that. Who gave you tickets?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I knew that had to be the case. Didn't invite none of us.
Yeah, you're not worthy. You don't actually believe in this team.
Oh, here we go. Here he is. Now he's just making stuff up.
You don't. You're just looking forward to a fun summer. I've already opened my heart to potential heartbreak.
Okay,
your
sure.
heart is still closed.
No,
I can tell.
Listen.
You're not
I'm
open for business. You're not open for heartbreak.
I say it all the time. Is that I'm okay with my heart getting broken because of the fact that I know what the end result's going to be. It's going to be the Brewers losing before they get to the World Series, and I'm just it is what it is. But I'm going to enjoy the ride. It's
so,
fun.
So
last
the Brewers
night
are
was
more of
fun.
A summer fling to you than you
until,
are
until,
Strofe and his girlfriend getting married.
Yeah.
You're not getting married to this team. It's a summer fling.
Whoa! I'm married to the team. I'm locked in. I go through the ups and the downs. This is a roller coaster relationship.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying I know what the expectations are. I'm not trying to ask the Brewers and my woman as the Brewers being my woman in this situation or my partner, whatever y'all like.
Baby girl.
I'm not asking them to be something that they're not. I'm just enjoying them from who they are. That's the difference.
That's profound.
Exactly.
That is absolutely profound.
Ben over here trying to
Ben's,
make the Brewers
Ben's
be something
trying
not.
To dial them up to
yeah,
be something that
yeah.
they're not.
Woody, why do you have that on? You're going to wear that? Ew, I don't like their hair. That's what you're doing to the Brewers.
You
got to
be good enough for me.
The Brewers are already great enough for me. They're perfect. Just the way they are.
Strofe, next time Kyle talks about the Brewers, just keep his mic all the way down.
Too real. It's too
It's not too real. Kyle goes in every Packer season thinking they're going to win the Super Bowl. And they haven't been to the Super Bowl since 2010. The Brewers haven't been to the World Series since 82. I understand that. But when you make the playoffs six of the last 7 years, you are building towards something that gives a fan base an idea that you're working towards a championship.
Bro, they moved on from a lot of players.
And I understand it is a small market, and you have to operate efficiently and effectively. And they have done that at such a measure that despite losing Devin Williams, who wasn't around for half the season last year, despite losing Willy Adames, this team is sitting 11 games above 500 after routing the Los Angeles Dodgers. And you have a matchup with Mizorowski against Kershaw, who hasn't been that great. He's got a lot of wins. He's gotten a lot of run support when he's been out there. But this is a great time right before the All-Star break to continue to see and convince your team
31 games
and your
away
owners
from cashing out, baby.
And your general managers as to why they should make a potential move to continue
should.
To try and make this run go further.
They should look what Andrew Vaughn did yesterday. He's a genius.
You're so stupid.
Yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean? First
Brad.
Yeah, I know, but you're just
Brad, were you eating back here?
No.
Why is there chocolate chip in my keyboard?
Oh, no.
No, now it's not me.
I ain't playing these games. Cause I got the
chocolate
message.
Chip. That doesn't sound like me. A chocolate chip. Love chocolate. But
what's in your protein bar today?
I have a variety. I have options. I do. There is one that's chocolate chip cookie dough. So there'll be chocolate chips in that cookie dough.
Are you going to say what you're going to say on air, or are you just going to talk crap about the Brewers?
I don't know. We got roaches around here, so I'm keeping my feet up. Keep my feet up.
An alleged sighting.
The roach came into the studio. The producer moved on left from chocolate.
Who?
The roach.
Why are you sitting like that?
Because I ain't trying to get roaches in my shoes. I can't bring that home. Baby girl, grandma here.
Climb up your leg.
Allegedly, there's been some roaches in the Good Karma Brands Milwaukee offices. Beads in Milwaukee. You're on the Carbless Talk and Text line. Quality place to work.
Jumping back a segment to an extent here, but I'm curious on Brad's envisionment, if we will, if Strofe both get engaged and we had a newlywed game between Strofe, Ben, and Kyle, who would win? Which couple?
Which couple
would win the
Newlywed game?
Kyle, Ben, or Strofe?
Oh, boy. I mean, I have to go with the couple that's most serious about their pending wedding, and that's Strofe and his girl.
Oh, you a lie.
Yeah.
He's willing to throw everything out the door.
That is disrespectful. Extremely disrespectful.
I haven't raised a kid for the last 17 months fiance.
But nobody understands love as deeply as I do with my sweetheart.
If they talked about getting married on day one,
yeah,
that's a depth that I just can't.
I've been together longer with my woman than everybody.
Well, and I think that's why you're probably on the outs, because you took
so
long to figure it out.
We know everything about each other. Patience is a virtue.
Do you know everything? Like
everything.
Okay.
Everything.
Does she know everything?
Everything.
Because she just got the ring and then realized how stressful it was to have your family in town for the first time after 4 years.
I mean, she knew who they was. She just didn't realize having them over would be that stressful.
Good question by Beats.
What do you mean, good question? What a terrible answer.
Yeah, that's a bad answer.
That's disrespectful.
That's a right answer.
Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. I do want to get to Matthew Golden because I think despite it only being mini camp and training camp on the way, I want more juice and I want expectations to be figured out fast, because he's a first-round wide receiver that you drafted, and he can't go in the wayside of picks of the first round that don't produce right away for the Green Bay Packers. Mark Tauscher on Alex Strofe's impending wedding and the Green Bay Packers next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Dick Van Dyke, real quick, on the cha-cha slide ACL, says she was carried out by all five of us. Five people?
That's a big girl. Yeah, that's a big girl who did cha-cha.
Stop it, Kyle.
What you mean? Five of them had to carry us. Big girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm not going to sit here and panic about it.
Green and Gold Hall of Famer.
It's not apples to apples. For you, it is.
Solving the world's problems one day at a time.
Everybody doesn't grow and evolve at the same time.
It's Mark Tauscher.
Did you guys hang up on me, or am I hanging up?
On Kyle Brustin Nortman.
On Kyle Brustin Nortman is the Packer Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Listen to Tauschy on Wildy and Tausch 9 to noon across these very stations. Old T, what's happening?
What up, Rusty? How are you guys this afternoon?
I'm fantastic. I'm probably in the right here in thinking Brad and Kyle did not hear the start of today's Wildy and Tausch. Can you guys confirm that real quick?
That's correct.
That is confirmed, yes.
Hunter Vaughn was producing, and Jesse Nelson was in for Jason Wildy. Did you know that Hunter Vaughn took his mother-in-law out to a movie while his wife was not there? They went on a date.
Oh, that's wonderful. Wonderful. I mean, I wouldn't call it a date.
What'd they see?
They hung out.
F1.
Oh, the racing movie. That's fantastic.
Would you go on a date with your mother-in-law?
Is she in town for something? Or just random?
Tausch?
They keep calling it a date.
Because it was a date.
No. Let's not say that. That's pretty disgusting.
It's not in a bad way, but Tausch, wouldn't you say?
No, not like that. No, Kyle, come on. It's not like that, but it... So
the hangout.
They all went down, and it sounds like Hunter's wife's identical twin sister came into town, so the mother-in-law went along, and then the two sisters and their friend went and got lunch. And I was thinking, I'm kind of surprised maybe that the mom didn't go to lunch there. And Hunter is like, oh, it's a girl's thing. You guys go do your thing. But instead, his mother-in-law asked to go see this movie, knowing Hunter likes movies. And he said yes, and he said he had a lovely time. It was great, and he thought it was weird that I thought it was weird.
Brad,
well,
have you taken your mother-in-law to the movies?
I haven't, not just the two of us. But now that you explain it like that, it's kind of lovely, right? She knows that Hunter likes a movie, so they're gonna go together. And honestly, too, movie is about as easy as it is. So it's just shoulder to shoulder watching a screen.
All right, Tausch, I got to bring this up because Kyle and I put Hunter in the blender because. If he's married to an identical twin, and we asked, Kyle and I asked Hunter, and we said, are you attracted to your wife? And he said, of course I am. Doesn't that by default mean he has, if they're identical twins, he has to be at least attracted a little bit to his sister-in-law?
Yeah, you know what? I as I said on the show today, I'm fascinated by the whole twin dynamic. I think it's really interesting. But I didn't feel like Hunter wanted to go there, and so I did not go down that road. He made it, you know, basically, obviously, it's not just appearance that's in play. There's the emotional connection and all that. But he
No, I get it. But, like.
Listen, I get what you're saying. And I don't feel comfortable going down this road.
But it seems normal.
Attracted
is a hard word.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But they look exactly the same.
I'll just say this.
They're not exactly the same. As we learned this morning, the way Hunter can tell them apart is there's a difference in chin. With the way the chin structure.
Because when I'll go out and looking for women, boy, oh boy, that chin is the first thing I'm noticing. Yeah,
it's the difference, man.
I mean, not a big long chin, maybe I would.
I'd just say this. If there was two of my girlfriends running around, I'd run away. Like, I can't have anything to do with that. I'd get confused. I'd be...
Okay, I don't know why you jumped in and made it really weird.
But isn't that kind of the case?
It's awkward now.
No, you took it. You made it sound like you were trying to hook up with both of them.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
No, interesting question. You said...
I really think that this conversation is just uncomfortable for a lot of
people.
It's mainly, like, if Rusty, if this was you and knowing you the way I do, I know where I can go. And with Hunter... I don't. I believe one time I lovingly call people old girl, and I said that, and Hunter got upset with me about that, and that's what kind of led me to think, I'm going to steer clear. Even yesterday.
Old girl's an old tea staple. It's as harmless as harmless gets.
Yeah, it's very harmless, but I don't think at this point Hunter didn't, I think Hunter was, only here for 6 months or so. So I understood, and I want to be respectful.
We'll be respectful to Hunter, but what we do know is Strofe is trying to attack his fake twin girlfriend.
That's not what I said.
Goodness gracious.
I'll say this.
No, I don't know about all this.
Should you say this?
No, I'll say this. If my girl was a twin and I thought my girl is a baddie and they look exactly, I say they both baddies, but this is the baddie I got. Hey, bro, like if she got a sister, they're beautiful sisters. Y'all ain't never seen beautiful sisters before?
But how would your baby girl feel about you calling her sister?
She looked
a
like
baddie.
What I was supposed to say. Y'all both baddies, but I love you. What you mean? That's what it is.
I don't know.
I think Kyle, I know you're a confident guy. I don't think you're saying that to your fiance.
Her sister, she has a beautiful sister, and a lot of people, of men like her.
Why do you keep trying to climb? Like,
I'm just saying, but I got the
one
I love. You
would call your sister, your baby girl sister, a baddie?
I mean, not a baddie. I mean, but if they were twins and they looked exactly the same, then it's like, if I thought she was a baddie, then if you say, hey, bro, how her sister look? I say, man, listen, they look the same. My girl's a baddie, she's a baddie too, but this is mine.
Why did you just leave that second part out?
But it's a compliment.
My girl's a baddie, and she looks like my girl, so what am I going to say? She's a baddie. Go ahead and get her. You want me to hook her up? Hook you up? That's what I'm going to say. I don't know why we run around this. I have hooked my friends up with siblings of girls I've talked to before. I was like, yeah, they got a cute sister.
It's different. That's completely different. Taos joining us here on Kyle Bruston Hortman across ESPN.
Am I? I'm not even sure I am.
No, you are.
I don't know where this is going. Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm still here.
What if you sit next to the identical twin on like the couch at Thanksgiving and you throw your arm around her and it's like, wait.
Now that's weird. Now it's weird.
But is that confusing?
No. You're done.
You'll tell the difference, right?
You're done.
How?
A chin.
They're identical.
They're Hunter. There's got to be enough differences.
I don't think I understand identical twins.
Yeah, no, there's birthmark. Like, does it mean like they're the same?
Birthmarks.
I don't know. There's got to be something different. So, anyways, I was trying to get out, right. And then Taos.
I don't think Strofe doesn't get it. Understands twins. I would agree with Strofe.
Taos, Matthew Golden is a first round draft pick. Who has a ton of confidence. Like, we blindly played, I remember at the NFL draft, an interview with Tet McMillan and Matthew Golden without knowing who is who. And listening to their mindsets, I was super impressed with, like, the mentality of Matthew Golden. And as it pertains to expectations of first-round picks for the Green Bay Packers, we could go down the line of first-round picks. Do you think it's fair to expect for him to be wide receiver one by EOY end of year?
I think it's realistic. Is it unfair to him? Maybe a little bit, but hey, first round picks. This is part of the deal. Your expectations are a lot different than if you're a seventh round pick. So I think that's the goal he's going to have for himself. So yeah, I don't think it's a problem. I want him to have that belief. And if he falls a little short, no big deal. I just want to see him getting better and better so that if he starts as a couple of series here and there, and he's at the fourth wideout. I want to see him climb to the point where he's going to be a first or second by the end of the year.
Taos, continuing on with offensive expectations, ESPN came out with top running back rankings yesterday, and Josh Jacobs was six. It led me on my own rankings, where I ranked quarterback running back duos. And I had my rankings as Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs were the fifth. I'm not going to go through the list, but I had them as fifth best duo.
Well, who's ahead of them?
I had
Gibbs, Goff, Barkley, Hurts,
Josh Jackson, Allen,
Lamar Jackson, and Josh Allen. You can fill in the blanks. Derrick Henry, James Cook,
and just below them was Brock Purdy, Christian McCaffrey. Trying to think of some other ones, but. You pair that with Pro Football Nation had Matt LaFleur, the top five, the fifth best play caller in the NFL. Would it be too bold to say it'd be a disappointment if this offense wasn't top five in the NFL this upcoming year?
What did they finish last year?
Was it six? Definitely top 10.
I would say if they're not top 10, I would be really disappointed with where they're at, but top five, I mean, you just don't know. There's a lot of other really explosive. And I think we don't know. Can it be that explosive an offense if your main guy is a tight end in a running game? So I'm not going to get caught up in all that. I get what you're saying. But I think as long as there's points scored and the efficiency is good and they're a top 10 offense, I don't need them to be the best. We've seen this movie where Green Bay's offense is top one, the best in the business, one of the best ever in 2011. But that puts more stress on your defense. If you're scoring a lot of points and you're scoring quickly, your defense on the field more, and you're going to have to play a little different style. I'm not as like, you have to do this. I would hope that Jordan Love and Josh Jacobs are going to be viewed really highly and is, a top 5 to 10 duo. But that, I think, is going to be more on Jordan Love. I think Josh Jacobs is top three back in the league. I think it's going to be where Jordan Love sits to make that balance out.
Taos, did you run a lap? You sound out of breath.
I have not run a lap, but I just got done working out. So
take that for what it's worth.
Mm-hmm. All right. Enough. Like that. Health is wealth, baby. I love it.
Just trying, Kyle. Trying to do it.
What was the workout, Tosh?
A lot of rows and then some ropes with some biking and then, we do some med ball stuff.
Wow.
And, try to do like a 40, 45 minute deal.
What's a little bit of everything?
Just because?
No, I've been trying. No, it's just trying to stay alive. You know what I mean?
Tosh, what was your max bench that you ever, what was your best bench you ever hit?
I could probably say that I was, mid 400s, 4.25 to 450.
Wow. Damn!
Tosh, let's go.
Put on weight, big fella.
That's pretty light from a lineman standpoint. That's not great.
That's five of me!
So what, office linemen usually do five bills?
I think the real strong, like the Larry Allens and the Goats, they're moving 4.25, 5, 6. I don't even know. I always kind of felt like if I could get in that low to mid 400 range, I'd feel pretty good about where I was at.
Well, you did pretty dang good. Yesterday, you guys were joined by Jeff Passan on Wildy and Tosh Noon, 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. And you made waves with a comment that he made about the Brewers being a big bet away from making a World Series run. What I want to know from you, Tosh, because you are a Brewers fan just like I am, do you think the Brewers should mortgage the future to get a big bet to make a World Series run this year?
Mortgage the future is not fair. It's not a fair question.
I guess the question is, and I asked Passan that, and he didn't really have a great answer as far as who that player would be. But I do think, there is a let's just do what we do mentality, and I think it's worked really well for the Brewers. Mm-hmm. But there comes a time where I do think let's take a big swing. And with kind of the situation with Woody and with Peralta, and you don't understand what that could look like with, Peralta going into the last year of his deal next season, are you going to probably have to either try to sign him? And if he doesn't sign, trade him and get some pieces back. Woody's got a mutual option for next year if he pitches well. If you're going to do that and do what Jeff Passan was talking about, there's no better year to do it than this year because this team has shown that they're, a very good squad. And they are probably lacking one big power bat. I'm sure there's a lot of teams that would say that same thing. But that's, I think, where this team is. And with kind of the way the pitching is structured and where guys are at in their contracts, if not now, I don't know when.
Team Tosh, I've been preaching it all week, Tosh. We kept you a long time. Thanks for joining us here and talking through Kyle's twins that are baddies and all the things.
I don't have twins. I only got one baddie in my life.
Thanks, LT.
I learned a lot. See you guys.
That's Mark Tauscher, Packer Hall of Famer. Look, I had to get to it. I had to because I knew Kyle would be able to present an argument like myself that makes it make sense. Like it's okay to talk about it.
Yeah, people are attractive. Baddie's the baddie. If you got a twin sister that looks just like you, y'all both baddies.
I don't know if that's the verbiage I would use, but
me either. But I get his point.
Attractive is
uncomfortable conversations are what make the world go round. So nice job, fellas. I apologize if I did a bad job.
You were awful.
You were
talking about putting your arm around the sister.
Well, no, that was a hypothetical scenario.
Why would you put your arm around the sister? You should know what your girl looks like.
So Tony and Aaron just texted on the Carbless text line 800-990-3776. List is more. A deep dive explanation. He has 7 sets of twins in his family.
Damn!
His family. So he gave us a very good explanation of how twins typically work. I have no experience with twins. Like, I've never known twins. I've never.
You know you don't have that kind of game.
Hey!
But I guess in the scenario I am thinking is, if they are still spitting images of each other, and let's say they're wearing close outfits, you sit down at Thanksgiving, you throw your arm around the wrong one. Is it awkward? Is it understandable from that perspective? That's what I was trying to ask.
So what did he say on the talking text line?
As you get into your 20s and 30s, the spitting image part kind of goes away. They start kind of looking their own way.
Oh, interesting.
Typically.
I had twin great aunts. They look...
I know a couple of identical twins that look exactly the same.
My family is full of very attractive people. They was baddies back in the day.
I want to know what would happen. You set off after your first date, you were thinking about marrying your girlfriend. What if 6 months in, she said, oh yeah, by the way, I'm an identical twin.
Well, that's a terrible thing to keep until the 6 months in. I knew all about her siblings date one.
Oh my gosh.
We talked families.
Strofe peppering her with questions day one would be cinema.
I would love to be a fly on the wall.
It's an interview.
She was probably very vulnerable when you met her.
We got there.
What does that mean?
No, I mean,
it's coming off a breakup or something.
Yeah, because this kid's talking about family and getting married day one, bro.
And she was like, "You're gonna listen to me?"
If I went on a date and a woman was talking about eloping or getting married and all this, I'm like,
"Well, it was a joke." Kyle.
She's too clingy. She's too clingy. Strofe was the clingy one.
Well, the open road is calling Strofe's name all the way to Las Vegas to elope, and the open road may be calling your name because the ride begins at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel in Milwaukee. This July, burn some major rubber on the custom Harley-Davidson of your dreams in the Fire Up Your Fantasy motorcycle giveaway. Whatever your fantasy is, Strofe, just play with your rewards cards all July for entries, Thursday drawings for extra cash and rewards play. Fire Up Your Fantasy, Pottawatomie.com. Must be 21 years or older to play. Just get to the next segment.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman, KBN.
Kayla Williams sucks.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, and Brad Nortman. Alex Strofe was peppering me with questions that I didn't have answers to for 4 minutes during the break.
Bro, I walk in and he's still talking about, yeah, two girls is just so much.
That's not what I said.
Something wrong with this.
You can tell that he just can't quite have a category for twins because his mind is just.
That's why I said I would run away.
Spaghetti.
My girlfriend, who I'm going to marry and I love so much.
Oh my God. Did you hear that?
At some point. If she told me on the first date, yeah, I have an identical twin sister. I don't know how.
Is that a red flag for you?
I don't know if it's a red flag, but it might be a deal breaker. Yeah.
Wow.
And obviously, that's not.
You'd be missing out on love.
Of course, and that would have been a mistake by me because
you're all about love.
Because I would have been naive, and I that's what would have happened there. But, I presented the scenario of like mixing them up, like accident, like let's just say super
wrong way to phrase that.
No, like super. Super minor detail.
Accidentally.
Right. Let's say.
Let me help you.
I hold their hand.
Strofe is at Summerfest, and he went to go get a beer, and the two sisters.
Yeah.
Shuffled.
They got shuffled.
Yes. Yes.
And he comes back. In the crowd. And he thinks it's her, and he hugs her from behind.
Yes.
Gives her a kiss on the cheek.
Yes. Ooh, you're nasty.
And then it's the wrong one. I'd be petrified. I'd be mortified.
They would have on the same exact thing.
This is obviously not a real scenario, but I guess I'd
it's
never.
It's dark, you know?
Okay, Brian, really?
I'm trying to help you out here. Not really working.
Yeah, I don't know. This is uncomfortable. I think we should stop.
Well, Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust is next.
And
I won last week.
You won 2 weeks in a row.
I'm a heater.
You are 2-0-1 in your last three. However, your record's still awful. 5-17-4 on the air.
It's all right.
Look at you.
On the comeback scene, 800-990-3776. I would love caller number 2 for twins. No, we'll go caller 10.
Come on.
800-990-3776. Do we have a guest question reader?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. We still do?
We're going to go through the month of July with that.
Oh, wow. So I don't know who's asking the questions. I'm 2-0-1. Are you going to give me my first loss in 3 weeks?
I think you're taking an L today.
Without a doubt, I might have stacked the odds against everybody.
800-990-3776. Caller 10 for Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust in 2 minutes.
Whether you're about